Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us on this call. We are so happy to be here with you. We've got another day to share the joy and the love together. And we've been on a journey of cultivating our chi together, all of us. And Peter and I have been walking you through the good morning, good evening qigong, and doing an online masterclass, if you will, where we've been breaking down the nuances behind all of the different exercises and sequences to the course. So this is the third session, meaning that the first week we went over awakening the chi, and we took you through all of the different exercises at that level. And then we moved into the second week, building the chi, and went for a lot of amazing nuances that week. That one, we really talked a lot about the microcosmic orbit. I got into reeling the iron and moving the chi through the different reservoirs, the main energy centers in the body. And now this week, we're moving into storing the chi, and we're going to talk about the exercises. We're going to talk about little nuances that you can be adding to your daily practice. So that will complete the three sections for good morning qigong. And then starting next week, we'll move into good evening qigong, and the following 3 weeks will be all about those three sequences, and then we'll wrap it all up together. So, Peter, welcome. Thank you for joining us on Sunday.
Thank you.
We're talking about storing the chi, and so this is the morning practice. Some folks will be just getting into this in their third week of training. And during that week, we're recommending that their practice take a total of 15 minutes. So we've broken everything down into segments of 5 minutes during the four-week journey. So the first week, they were doing 5 minutes of awakening the chi. The next week, they add to that 5 minutes, an additional 5 minutes of building the chi. Now in the third week, storing the chi, they're adding one more 5 minute segment. So they're hitting a total of 15 minutes. And the first exercise that we'll talk about is filling Shen Valley. But before we talk about that exercise, let's talk about what's been happening inside of them cumulatively over the past 2 weeks. What's going on with the energy system as they're able to hold more and more voltage and then move into this section?
Okay, well, very, very, very interesting how the body charges itself. You know, something interesting, Tristan, that I don't think a lot of people really have been introduced to, or those who have maybe don't understand. But the bones themselves in the body act as radio transmitters and receiving sets. It's like an old crystal radio, and there are crystalline formations in the bone marrow itself. So everything that we've been doing, from awakening, from the tapping, from our bouncing to rotating the ball, building the chi, reeling the iron, spinning that ball around to where we are right now, has had an effect on the bone marrow itself. And that starts to radiate out from the bone structure. So in other words, just imagine a vibration coming out from very, very deep internally, filling your arms, your legs, and your torso with an inner electromagnetic shield. And that's exactly what we're doing, because it's within this structure that we end up storing the chi. And of course, like Tristan, you just mentioned about the filling the spirit valley, which is a very, very fascinating aspect of this particular practice.
Absolutely. And I find that sometimes people, when they start on the path of qigong, they're immediately blown away that they can feel the energy. Right? Like, we've got so many comments from people saying, even in some of our free Qigong training that we've offered, they felt it immediately. Even had comments of people saying that they had more energy than they can recall, and the next day they were going 12 hours straight, but they kind of mixed it up, and they didn't know the evening routine to calm themselves down. And we chuckle a little, but also we have great concern. We want to make sure that you're regulating this in the right way. And then we have other folks who say, I don't feel anything. I don't feel the chi, you know, and maybe I'm sleeping better or this or that, but I'm not feeling that vitality that you guys talk about. And so what's very important in my personal experience is consistency. The qigong and the vibration of the chi in the body is a cumulative experience. And it's sort of like if you eat good food one day and then you don't the next, and then you eat good food the next day, you're going to get some benefit for sure. But what if you start eating really healthy food every day? That cumulative effect is going to change the very cells in your body and the energy that you feel. And it's the same with qigong, is we must be consistent. And in our experience and in our perception, that if you follow this routine specifically the way that we've laid it out and you're consistent, you will awaken the qi. You will build it. And you will be ready to start storing it in your body, where we really can take the energy to a much, much higher level. So I just wanted to address that right now in case some of you that have been joining us on this journey are not feeling the incredible levels of chi that you saw perhaps radiating from Peter's face and my face on the webinar. It's there. It is absolutely available to you. And honestly, in 10 minutes, and in this week 15, you can tap it. It's not the quantity. It's not how long, although longer qigong sessions are wonderful, and I highly encourage them, and so does Peter. But to get this party started, 10 minutes is more than enough. And as you practice consistently over time, you're going to feel that vibration. But if you're judging the journey and judging the process and being inconsistent, it's going to be very, very hard for that energy to take off inside of you. There's another thing. Sometimes the body is losing energy. You might be doing qigong and building the vitality, but then it's leaking out somewhere else. And so before we get into filling Shen Valley, Peter, I want to address that as well, because that could make a big impact on the feeling that they're having with this. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely, because if in our lifestyle, as an example, we have a number of things that we find emotionally and spiritually draining, those things basically deplete our chi, our life force. So whatever types of negativity we may be encountering, or whatever types of challenges that are requiring greater energy levels, remember, energy is fuel. And we have so much fuel in the tank, and how you use that fuel determines how much vitality remains after you've used it and what you use it for. Now, I realize that our modern lifestyles call for a lot of energy expenditure. I mean, you're going to work, you're getting in a car, you might be on a freeway in traffic, or you might be on, if you're living in a city, on a subway or a bus. You may travel long distances in air travel, which all these things affect the body rhythm, and we have various biorhythms of the body, which of course the ancient Chinese understood very, very accurately. But I'm just throwing this out so you can understand that there are a lot of contributing factors to gobbling up chi. Okay, well, that said, when you look at this program, the program is designed to allow you to first awaken and recognize the chi, because if you don't recognize what it is, you can't build it. And you can't, after you've built it, then you have to do something with it, and that's where we get to the portion that we're addressing today, and that is storing it. But to the degree that you have awakened it, to the degree that you're feeling it, and you're feeling that buzz, that little bit of a buzz, now let's say it's not much, let's just say you've got a little bit of it. As you focus on it, it grows. Because the law is whatever you place your attention upon will grow. So if you place your attention upon even a slight buzzing, that slight buzzing gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And this is a process that goes on for a long time, for many years. And that's what enabled masters of Qigong to perform these awesome feats, because they have built their qi. You know, it's like building a muscle. These are psychic muscles. You build and build and build. They're invisible to the average person's sight. But the strength and the ability that you accrue by doing the practice, it becomes awesome. So it doesn't matter where you are, where you're starting. Starting as a very raw beginner, that's perfect. You got to start somewhere. I mean, if you went into the gym and the fitness instructor said, okay, we're all going to do push-ups, but you're not able to do but maybe one push-up, you know, you just simply begin where you begin. And you marvel at how somebody can pump out hundreds or even thousands of push-ups, and it doesn't seem like that's possible when you can only do maybe one. But one soon becomes two. You know, there's a little saying that I have used for a long, long time, a little cliche, and Tristan has heard this many, many times from me. By the inch, it's a cinch. By the yard, it's hard. So let's just begin where we are right here.
Beautiful. And so don't judge the process. Just work the process. And so now that we're about to store the qi, and we've discussed briefly, you know, there are things that can deplete the qi. We don't want to store it and then just have it drain right out of us. And we're going to address that a little bit more later as well. But so let's say you've been consistent, you're following the routine, the voltage is getting bigger and bigger. We're now going to move from spinning the orbit into filling Shen Valley. So to quickly review, spinning the orbit, your hands were being held in a gentle posture in front of your lower dantian, almost like you had a bowl that you were holding in both palms. And you felt as if you were filling that bowl with golden light or energy. And you took that bowl and you lifted it up the front of your body, and then your hands moved away from your forehead out in front of you, and then you sank that bowl down and kind of dropped it a little bit at the bottom. Not dropped it from your hands, but sunk. That sinking feeling is to sink the qi down into the lower body and into the legs. And you did spinning the orbit, the 9 cycles, and we got that channel of energy moving in a circle. Now that it's moving and it's flowing, the hands are paused again in front of the lower dantian, and they should feel a lot thicker and more full, and possibly even like there's a weight, a heavier weight to the bowl, like there's more energy inside it. Now, this is an incredible experience to feel this, and I actually remember, Peter, watching a video of you years and years ago. You were in your home, you were up in the mountains in Tennessee, and you were doing a seminar, and you were actually demonstrating this move, where you had people lift up the bowl and pour it like they were drinking the qi in through their head. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're filling the top of the head, Shen Valley. And you understand some amazing things about this valley and how it affects the brain. Would you share your insights with us?
Oh, I would love to, Tristan. Yeah, that was a long time ago. It's amazing that you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
That came out of this image. Just imagine a recluse off in the vastness of the in Tibet or, you know, in China, coming out of this cave when the sun is just coming up, and he's holding a bowl, and this bowl has some water in it, and he holds the bowl at eye level, and he catches the first rays of sunlight in the water, the water becomes very magnetized. The water actually turns to light. And he lifts the bowl up, and he fills himself with the light. And then he begins to glow. His arms, his legs, his torso, his face, his whole head begins to glow. He fills with light. Now, that's a very, very interesting visual image or mental image that we can hold from it. So when we pour this magnificent chi into the Shen Valley, the Shen Valley is something that the ancients discovered as the space between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. And if you look at the brain structure, you'll see that there's a valley there. And, you know, without getting very technical, the corpus callosum is right there, which is a mediating energy field that connects both hemispheres of the brain, and actually a lot of our intuition is believed to come from there. But right in there, we also find we're going down to where the pineal gland is. But the ancients believed that this valley would fill with light, the light energy of the chi. And as it did, physiological basis, and this has been proven, that part of our body, in our brain, starts radiating and vibrating an energy field. It's piezoelectric. In other words, there's a crystalline formation there that actually gives off an electromagnetic pulse. And that is what we're charging up. And as that pulse becomes stronger, it comes out as a light through the third eye, or right between your eyebrows. And with some people who have developed this very, very strongly, people can see that. It's been photographed. It can be photographed. And that they just start pouring out a light. Of course, I will say this is a very advanced stage of development, but this is how we store the chi. We store the chi in that valley, and that valley, it's called Spirit Valley. Spirit Valley fills, and when the valley is full of spirit or light, then your whole body becomes light. Actually, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, let your eye be single and your body will be full of light. Now, people, theologians have argued about what that means and had all sorts of different interpretations of it. When your eye is single, your body will be filled with light. That is that Spirit Valley. When that eye is activated inside, by this practice is how the ancients developed it. Your body fills with light. Now, what that means health-wise, it is impossible, absolutely, literally impossible to have any disease, any ailment, any difficulties with the physical body when it fills with light like that in that description.
That's so inspiring and so hard to believe, and yet I believe. And if you believe that that's possible, then perhaps you can change even your cell structure just through the belief. But let's take it further. Let's actually fill the body with this light. I'd love to share an experience of this with all of you. In fact, I'd love to not only share an experience, I'd love to practice together, because I think everyone who's on this coaching call knows enough about the program now to be able to do this with Peter and I. If you just rest your palms in your lap for a moment, or if you'd like to stand up, get into the Qigong stance and bend your knees and relax your tailbone down and draw your spine up nice and tall and feel your head lifting and just hold your hands, but we can do this sitting, and just breathe down in the belly and feel that bowl that Peter shared. That was such a beautiful image of the monk coming out of the cave with his bowl filled with water. And just imagine that there's this beautiful sun, and we start to lift the bowl up, towards the sunlight, and maybe just hold it at the solar plexus for a moment, or the heart center. And with your eyes closed, just visualize in that bowl beautiful light filling and turning the water into your light. And now slowly lift the bowl up like we've been shown in the program. And feel the top of the head, the Bao Hui, crown center, open. And then just gently pour the bowl or the light inside your head. Feel it filling you with light. And now as you're pouring it, it feels so wonderful. Gradually look up and keep pouring the golden light and feel it go in that single eye that Peter mentioned. Filling, filling, filling the upper dantian. It's open. And now just gently let your hands come back down to your lap. The eyes closed. And let all that golden light just resonate and fill inside the brain, filling Shen Valley, feeling the opening third eye. So here's what I'd like to share with you, a story of Qigong meditation many years ago. And if you'd like to just stay in the meditative state, perhaps this will help you go deeper into the experience of light. I was sitting in a very dark room meditating. There were probably about 30 other people. We were all together practicing a weekly meditation that we did. And it was a two-hour meditation because we were training ourselves to discipline the mind to stay very present in meditation and to move towards higher and higher experiences of being filled with energy, to awakening and enlightening ourselves. And I recall sitting, and I was very connected, like we are right now, to the third eye, to the single eye. And when Peter shared that passage, let that eye be single and the body will be filled with light, I was sitting and breathing in through my third eye, breathing in and out very smoothly, very gently. And all of a sudden, somebody in the room turned the lights on. And it was so bright, and it was almost disruptive to my meditation. I thought, who did that? That's so rude. And I opened my eyes to look, and the room was completely pitch black. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's the inner light. It finally opened up. And I closed my eyes to go back into it, and I couldn't find it because my little head came in. Oh, I got to find the light. I got to find the light. Where'd it go? But it was in an instant, it was a Satori moment where my head was absolutely just exploding with this light that you just talked about, Peter, and my whole body in that explosion just filled. I'll tell you, after that meditation that night, I was completely transformed in my connection to the energy and my dedication to the connection. Now, had I not experienced it, would I have still gone for it and meditated all these years? Absolutely, and here's the reason why. I feel like that was a gift, a mini awakening to kind of like, what would you call it, hook and bait or bait and switch. It was God playing a little trick on me. He was tricking me. I've got lots of light in there for you. Come on, buddy, keep going, keep digging. And I kept digging because I was like, oh, it's real. You know, I'd heard stories about this inner light, but I didn't know if it really existed. Well, it's really there. But here's what's more important. The feeling of light. When you feel chi in your body, when you feel it in your hands and you feel it in your arms, that's light. It's no different than the light that I experienced in that moment. There's just different ways that it shows itself to us. So if you're feeling it in your hands and you're feeling it in your heart, that's the light. And when you're moving this exercise and filling Shen Valley, be in that place where you're very open to the light going inside. So that's a little story I wanted to share with you guys. It was really a beautiful moment.
No, that is very, very beautiful, Tristan. I'm glad you shared that because, you know, a lot of people will hear various individuals relate a story like that, and sometimes people may scoff at that and say, I don't know if that really happened, until they understand that there is a very scientific basis for this. You know, Dr. William Tiller of Stanford University many years ago did a lot of research on Qigong practitioners. And what he discovered was that the human body, especially the body of some of the Qigong healers, emitted electromagnetic energy and infrared emissions, and they could be measured. I mean, accurately measured and charted. And what all of this showed Dr. Tiller was that the human body is actually a light machine. Now, his work was backed up by Dr. Fritz Popp, who did a lot of research, some of the earliest research on biophotons, which is basically biological light. It's a type of light which there's a spiritual biological light. It's a physical light that we experience, and you just heard Tristan talking about that. Well, Fritz Popp found that it was that light came out of the mitochondria of the cells, and the inner part of the cell was that radiation source. And whenever we did any kind of practice like Qigong, it caused the mitochondria in the cell to emit anywhere from a bright white light to a violet light. Actually, the photon emissions that had been registered ranged from infrared to ultraviolet, so it ran that whole gauntlet. Now, this is what's so exciting when we start talking about storing the chi. What we're really storing, chi is measured by the biophotons. We're storing light. We're filling our body with light. Now, when you fill your body with chi, there can't be anything that disrupts the body because it harmonizes all the cells of the body. When the cells of the body are vibrating and oscillating on that level, on that frequency, there is no illness. It's impossible. And there is actually no degeneration of cell structure. The cells themselves rejuvenate themselves. They regenerate. And this has been proven by countless scientific studies. And this is one of the incredible benefits that you receive by doing Qigong. Now, you know, granted, we start where we start. But one day we will, you know, you will have these experiences. And I like the way it is really a bait and switch, because we get the experiences and they lead us to higher experiences, and the higher experiences lead us to even greater comprehension until we're connected to the source of everything. And, you know, these are signposts along the way. And so we want to make you aware of that, and I really appreciate that, Tristan.
It's my pleasure. I love to share those things as much as they're inspirational and motivational. If they start happening to you, you know, we want you to be aware of what's going on. So I love that Peter's bringing the science behind it. And it was a beautiful white light. It was pure light. And like I said before, whether you have those experiences of the light, you know, exploding like that, or you're just feeling, you're feeling more connected, you're feeling more aligned to who you are, to that source energy, it's all light, it's all love, and it puts a big smile on your face, and it makes you feel incredibly healthy. And yes, dis-ease cannot exist in a body that's filled with light. And this is why we learn of the great masters who live to be so healthy. You know, they're such long life and such health, because they're constantly filling the body with this light. So that's filling Shen Valley. So you should be very inspired now to practice that one with a very open mind. And I gave you a little nuance that you may not have caught before, which is as you pour it on the top of the head, then just gently lift your head up and feel like you're looking from your third eye, from your upper dantian, into the light, like sunlight just pouring in. And you can even do this when you're sitting. In your sitting meditations, just allow your head to gently look up and focus your attention on that point. And between Shin Valley and the Baohui, the top of the head, and the third eye, there's a beautiful flow inside of you where that energy can start to expand and activate. So enjoy that. It's an incredible, incredible experience. Now, from there, we're moving into the next position where you'll recall that we painted a big circle around the body after the ninth move, and we're putting ourselves in this protective shield. It's as if you're taking your subtle body and extending the shield all around you. So the hands came up. We poured that last bowl in the top of the head. We gently looked up, and then both arms floated out to the sides. And then we bent down. We scooped up earth chi. We brought our fingers up the very center of the body, and we did this again. And depending on how many times you want, we recommend 3, 6, or 9 times. You paint that beautiful, beautiful field around you. And on the last move, your hands come together. It's as if you're grabbing a big, giant beach ball, and then they float down by your waist, and we go into waves in the water. So, Peter, share with us some of the experiences you have as you're painting that big golden ball around your body and then going into waves in the water.
Well, what happens, according to the ancient Chinese masters and Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, is that that ball, that protective egg, is literally filled with what they call Shen, or spirit. And this is something that becomes evident in the brightness of your eyes, the emissions of light from your skin, and the radiance in your face. And if you think of the egg, it's like we're a spiritual embryo within this protective egg, and we are developing on a spiritual level. We're growing. We're maturing within that protection, which is a very, very comforting feeling. It's the energy field is actually what originally created our body. So if you think of that, take it back to when we were first conceived, and when we became an embryo, the energy field was there before we were. We developed within the energy field, and now we're doing the same thing again. We're mirroring that same process and taking the next step in our spiritual evolution, and that is to become more filled with spirit.
And I love the feeling of painting that around my body, because this is the morning routine, and we're getting ready probably to go out into our day and engage life and do things, right? And we're going to bump into all kinds of experiences. And anything that doesn't resonate with who we are, what we want to have around us or attract to us, is going to be repelled by this protective field. And I experience that. First of all, it's like extending my intuition around my body further so that I am able to sense when something isn't right at a much greater degree. My radar is way up. And Peter's got some amazing stories about this where, he was able to perceive great danger way in advance and handle these situations. Maybe we'll have time for one of those stories today. But by you creating that field, you're protecting yourself and you're protecting your life force. And that's a very smart thing to do, because if you don't do that, people literally suck your chi. They steal your energy, whether you like it or not. You're around negativity or you're around a damp, negative environment. Your life force is being pulled out of you. And you feel exhausted at the end of the day when that's happening. I remember living in Santa Barbara. I was going to school at UC Santa Barbara, and I had a roommate, because I was living on the off-campus dorms, apartments, And this guy was the most negative person in the world. And I was very positive. And all I tried to do was be kind and inspirational to him. And at the end of that first term, I got so sick. I had the most violent illness I've ever had. I laid literally in my bed for 2 days just sweating, and it was horrible, and I felt so negative. And after that sickness, I realized it was from the environment that I was in and this person's negativity, and I had to move out and go somewhere else. Peter, do we have time for you to share one of your stories about this massive radar that you were able to create?
Which one do you want? I've got lots of them.
I know. Tell us the one about you were walking, I think you were at an airport perhaps.
Yeah, that was very, very interesting. This was a number of years ago when my stepson Gary had to catch an early flight out of Miami back up north. And so, this is like a little after 5 o'clock in the morning. So we got to the airport, and we were running a little late because it was pouring the rain, just a heavy rainstorm, foggy, rainy. And so I dropped him off at the terminal, and I said, okay, I will drive around into the parking area and park and come up and quickly come up and meet you. And so what happened, there was a bunch of construction going on. And part of the way up there from where I parked was boarded off. And so I had to go through the downstairs part of this terminal. This is a huge area, too. And I walk in this darkened area, and I notice two men up against the wall right after to my left as I walked in the doorway. No one else around. It's dark. And I looked over at them, and I said, ooh, I know what this is. You know, I understand this energy. I immediately knew what the energy was. They had evidently been there hanging out there all night. And there was this big, long plywood partition, that construction partition that divided the walkway in half. And at the end of that walkway, there was a door that led to a stairway that was sort of an unused part of the airport where I could go up that stairway and get up into the terminal. Well, as I started down one side of that hallway, one of the men started walking right behind me, or started after me, following me. The other man went down the other end of the plywood partition, and you see at the end they would both meet. And so as I finally got to the end, I said, I knew what this is about. This is, this is a mugging in the process. I got down to the other end, and I turned, I pivoted to face them both on an angle. And I looked at the guy that I looked to be the toughest, looked him right in the eye, the big smile, and I said, I've been waiting for you. And looked at him, and the energy that I was able to muster at that point, the chi, his face turned ghostly white, and they both took off running down the hallway.
I went over and grabbed
the door, and thankfully the door was open. It wasn't locked, and went up those stairs.
I don't know what they were thinking of, but I would never, if I saw you in daylight, come up and think, I'm going to mug that guy. It must have been really dark. But you were able to sense this energy, and then you were able to emit through your eyes and your energy, and what you chose to say even, you emitted a protection. So at what point did you feel something was going on?
The second I stepped through the doorway. If you step into a room and someone has emitted gas, you know it. Well, really, on a psychic level,
wow,
you notice it. You can feel it. It's like static electricity, and you actually smell it because every one of our senses has an astral sense associated with it, which is a more subtle way of picking up on these things. So you pick it up with all of your senses, but on the next energy level, and that's a whole another discussion for another time as to what those are and how you develop that. But as you do this practice, you will develop it. It comes along with a package. But knowing that, and even at the other end of at the end when I knew the encounter was going to take place, I had no idea what I was going to say. I had no apprehension. I felt unusually at peace, unusually calm, and it's as if a big buzzing around my whole body and my entire aura was that whole egg-like shape. They couldn't have struck me even if they wanted to.
No, I've read other accounts of this by people who can emit their energy, their spiritual energy like that, that absolutely stop attackers and negativity in its tracks. It's an amazing phenomenon, and we can develop that, and we can do it with this move. Because think about what you just did before your arms painted that big protective field. You were filling yourself with light, with spiritual wisdom. Right? So you're taking the light that flows through Shen Valley and you're expanding it out around you. You're taking your intuition and you're putting it all around. So you're going to have this sensibility about you. You're going to have this perceptibility where you're picking up on things, good as well as bad. So you'll know what decisions to make better. I mean, this is real. You will sense when to move towards something and when to move away from something. So bring that awareness into this movement where you're painting the beautiful, beautiful protective field. And as your arms float into waves and water, what are you doing? You're allowing that beautiful egg-shaped golden aura to expand. You're training it to be filled. It's almost like you're stirring your arms inside of it and you're pushing the edge of the membrane a little bit more to the front. And then as your hands float back, you're pushing it a little bit back towards the outside and you're creating this beautiful protective field. So this takes us to the next step, which is embracing the chi. At this point, our arms float out really wide, and we move them through the big egg, through that golden energy field, and we start to very slowly pack the chi. And we're using 9 breath, 9 movements, and the hands, both hands in front of the lower dantian, are floating out and then in. So as we breathe in, they move slowly out, and then they come in. I'm sorry if I said breathing out. You breathe in, your hands float out, you fill. Breathe out, the hands pack down. And they get a little closer, a little closer, and a little closer. And that's the packing. So what are we doing here, Peter, as we're storing it in the middle of the body now?
Well, what we've done, at this point, your hands are buzzing. You're within the protective egg, and your hands are really, really buzzing. We're emitting the chi from our hands, but we're circulating it in the sense that we're packing it back into the reservoir, which is that lower dantian. And so what is so wonderful about this, we've packed ourselves so full of this life force that now whatever you do through the day, all the things that are of a darker nature, a negative nature, bounce off you, because your generator is fully operational, and you've packed yourself full of energy. It just it's amazing, you know. And you feel this. It's almost like you feel an electrical stickiness on your fingers and on the palms of your hands. And you actually, I mean, this is very real. This is something, again, that can be photographed. It can be measured. They measure these radiations from the hands of healers all the time from all different traditions. But you see, the good news is that you're learning to do this also. So there are many applications of this as we go along. But right now, you're in a protective egg.
You are, and you have this mighty atomic energy living right in the center of your core. When we're packing that chi, if you recall, I mentioned that it's like a golden pill, that you condense the chi deep, deep, deep into the navel, into the very center of the body in the lower dantian. It's just sitting inside there, floating. And imagine like that image of the atom with the energy fields traveling around it, right? So it's, I don't remember how many there are. I think there's 6 or 8, and they're spiraling and spinning. You've got this amazing chi, atomic energy in your belly, and it's running the show, and it's keeping that protective egg around you alive and vibrating. And so all you have to do during the day is just move through the day and keep that chi filled in the belly. And you can do this by mindfully connecting to your breath, keeping a nice fluid breath, and keeping that chi ball in the core nice and bright. You can visualize it, see it as this very bright hue of golden white light, and that energy is just floating in the belly. Now what it does is it expends itself as needed, right? So if you need some energy to get a physical thing taken care of, it gives you more mojo. Of course, you're using the energy of the food and all that, but everything's chi, right? But you want to start learning to direct your mind into and through the action. That's the real mastery level of Qigong. You've stored it, but now you know how to extend it. Just like Peter extended it in that high-risk situation, he was already filled with the chi, and he had the protective barrier around him, and he used his mind. That's called Neigong. And he said, I've been waiting for you. He didn't know he was going to say that. That just
and you know, also, Tristan, what's beautiful is that when people have packed their chi, other people have their thoughts. Let's say they have a negative thought or a harmful thought. They want to harm you. They can't, because the thought is turned back against itself. In other words, the degree of energy that the individuals have, the degree of intention to do harm, is immediately reversed and turned back against itself, because there's no magnetism in you to attract it.
Perfect.
It bounces it back. And so that's how the protective egg works. It is so filled with positive light that it simply causes a negative intention to turn back against itself. And oftentimes that negative intention, depending upon the person, the person's field, it could multiply that by your intention to reflect. If you decided that, okay, and you've got the ability, providing you've practiced this for years, you can turn that energy up, bounce back their negative intention back to themselves that could kill them.
Yeah.
If they had murderous intent, that thought coming back to them could kill them on the spot.
That's why we're very compassionate and forgiving. And
right. And you know, in one sense, it doesn't have anything to do with us. It's the individual harms themselves by their own thoughts. We just simply,
right,
by nature, become what repels it. You know, it's like two magnets reversing them, you can't push them together. No matter how hard you try, they repel each other.
Mm.
And this is the way this field works. It's just the natural law of the universe. It repels. Now, as we develop these centers within us, all three centers, the heart, the lower dantian, and the upper dantian, even the heart reaches a field that surrounds the body about 8 feet. And this has been measured with what they call superconducting quantum interference devices, or SQUID. You can read some articles in Scientific American they did on this. We radiate a field about 8 feet around us. Now, depending upon how pure our hearts have become, determines how strong that field is. But for a person with a very pure heart, that field is like an invisible wall that cannot be penetrated. People can be invited into it, but you can't penetrate it with darkness.
I love that we're taking the time to go deeper into this. Guys, I hope you're enjoying this. I'm having a blast as this is coming through, because this is deeper, right? I mean, there's some stuff here that at first blush you're not going to catch just by watching physical moves. And Peter and I spent a lot of time explaining the movements in the DVD program on purpose and giving a lot of guidance as to how to do them correctly. Because if we didn't, it's not enough just to do the moves. You've got to understand the intention behind them. And this is a deep science. I mean, this, you don't just learn this, you know, like a couple of years. You've got to dedicate yourself to this. And so what I'm hearing come through Peter and even I'm going to say Tristan, I'm like, yes, this is why I'm still practicing this 30 years later. Otherwise, you know how bored I should be doing martial arts now? I mean, really, doing the same thing over and over? I should be absolutely thoroughly bored, but I'm not, because it gets deeper and deeper and deeper, and I keep feeling more blown away, like, oh my gosh, I never even put those two things together. There's more here for me. So if you're feeling that, great. You're on you're a student. You've got an open mind. Peter, this is a blast.
The ancients called it, and this is a term that you use a lot, Tristan. Ever since I first met you, you use this term, big chi. This
yeah.
is big chi.
Yeah, big chi. And we've got to keep going into this heart center piece, because this is massive. But we've got to finish the lower dantian first. And everyone on the call, we're going to go a little bit over, because I refuse to let the conversation end right now. It's too juicy. So we've been talking about filling the lower belly now and packing the chi. Peter, can I keep you on the phone a little longer, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, good, because this is getting hot. So the belly is filled. The protective field is around us. Peter just talked about something very important, where people's own energy bounces back off of us. The great Morai Ueshiba, the founder of Aikido, one of the most spiritual martial arts ever created, said this. He said, the moment you attack, you have already been defeated, because you stepped outside of harmony with the universe. That's what happens when you hold this center. You're connected. You're connected to the universal source energy, the highest vibration. So you're not creating karma. I don't know if that makes sense to you yet. In Aikido, you don't create karma, because there's no maliciousness or violence or anger inside, because we've been trained. You don't attack. The moment you attack, you're defeated. We just stay in the emptiness, the empty force. And that takes care of everything. And so if something comes, there's nothing inside you that has to defend or protect. I'm not saying as a martial artist there are not defensive movements and actions that you take, but I'm talking about your energy. If someone judges you or projects something onto you, if you hold center and don't be you, you just be this light, there's no injury to you. The only injury takes place to the person who attacked. And you have to have compassion for them. But can you see how powerful that is? If someone's judging you, don't bite the hook. hold your center. Extend love. Now, if you hear something in that energy thrown at you that you need to pay attention to and level yourself up, please do so. We're not all perfect. We're here to evolve. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that someone else's negativity has to become your negativity. Hold this space. Now I'm ready to move to the heart center, because to me, this is where all the magic happens. You're going to hear the term uniting heaven and earth often in the practice of Qigong and when you spend time around Peter and I. We're talking about taking the beautiful, glorious, heavenly energy that we've poured into Shen Valley, and we're talking about taking the wonderful, grounded earth energy and bringing those two energies together, and they meet in the heart center. The human being exists between heaven and earth, and those vibrations, when they are connected and aligned and unified in the heart center, you become the most loving, beautiful, energetic being. And this is what drew me to Peter, was I found somebody else out there who gets it, that was walking the talk, was understanding as a martial artist, it wasn't about fighting or beating others or conquering opponents, although that's part of the journey, and we go through that. He had uncovered his heart center, which is what brings the beautiful love. And without that, the experience is still empty. So what if you're more productive? Yay, you get more stuff done. But if you're heart-centered productive, now you make a real difference in the world. You bring the love and the joy, which is what I just got to say it. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all here just to experience that unconditional love and pay it forward, right? So that we can love our children and love our spouse and love our friends and love the world and do good while we're here. But that comes from this last piece. So, Peter, I want to pitch it back to you because you started me on this. Heart center. What can we share more about that? I mean, that's the essence, right?
That's the essence. You know, we may have all of this head knowledge and intellectual knowledge, and we have all these ideas and these concepts, which is all part of the brain, you know, the mental aspect of our life, which helps us. I mean, you know, I'm not downplaying that. But realize that the heart center, the heart radiates 5,000 times greater electrical field than the brain does. I mean, that in itself says it.
Yeah.
When we get to that center, everything that we are starts to merge and dissolve in love. And when we're truly coming from that love space, everything you touch, everyone you meet, everywhere you go, you are blessed, they are blessed. You become a blessing to the whole world. And this is part of the journey home, the journey that we have volunteered to be on. And the fuel is love. You know, that's the real gas on our tank.
Fuel is love. That's so beautiful. Yeah, the HeartMath Institute has done a lot of amazing research on the cardioelectromagnetic energy that's communicated from the heart center. And it is. It's much, much greater than the brain. And in fact, the heart has a mind that perceives and senses things before the brain even does, which is amazing. So as you continue to practice, please, please move your awareness into your heart center. Because all this talk about the upper dantian is powerful and beautiful, and there's awakenings that happen there. But you don't want to just live top-heavy. There's a lot of systems out there, and some of the traditional yogic systems, as beautiful as they are, I feel they've needed a little bit of an upgrade for our Western lifestyle, where we're not sitting on top of the mountain all day or living in the temple or the ashram. We're in the world. We're real people with real lives, you know, living out there doing stuff. And not that yoga doesn't awaken the heart center, it does. But it's very important not to just sit up in the top. We want to bring that energy back down into the heart. And we don't want to just work on the physical and the earth level, right? We want to keep bringing the energy up. We want to awaken the chi and build it into Shen, into spiritual awakening. But when you bring everything back into the heart, oh, it's just really juicy. And the very last movement in our program is Wu Qi, where the feet come together, the hands float up right in front of the heart, and then they gently rest back down by your sides. And you just stand in presence. And what I would recommend you do is you stand and sit while you're standing in your heart. Sit your consciousness in your heart and now radiate out from yourself the beautiful light. So the light is radiating from the upper dantian, it's radiating from the lower dantian, and it's radiating from the heart center. And that completes the circle around you. It's completely filled with qi, the name of our website. Filled with qi, my friends. Wow, Peter, I think we nailed that one.
That's just very, very beautiful. This whole process of good morning, good evening, qigong. I mean, there is so much there. Just it's so rich, and really, even with these discussions, Tristan, we've just scratched the surface of it.
So we have so much that we love to share, and we're in the middle of the qigong training right now. The good morning, good evening, qigong. Next week, what we're going to do is we're going to move into the good evening. This is going to be awesome because we're going to give you a lot more insight in how to sleep better, how to de-stress at the end of the day, and in the long run, just to keep your vital energy growing, growing, and growing so that you can have a long, healthy, vibrant life and understand the secrets of qigong at a much deeper level. Peter, as always, thank you so much. This was really a blast for me. I got a ton out of it. So thank you.
I always do, Tristan, with you too. And thank you for sharing your beautiful experiences with everybody. That was very enlightening, shall we say.
Yeah, it's my total joy. And I'm just very grateful to get to be on this path and have dear friends like you who are walking the path with me and that understand these inner secrets, because I've sought my whole life for other friends that I can journey with. And all of you that are here with us, you're that salt for me. You're the people that understand, you know, the difference between just living the mediocre life and living the high vibration life. So I just really want to thank you guys for being here with us, because without you, I'm just going to go stare at a wall and then take my food at it. All right. Domo arigato. Until next week, much, much love.